Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. In lesson 22, we are going to be booking into a hotel. You'll be learning the phrase, j'ai une réservation, I have a reservation, and other useful phrases for dealing with hotels. I hope you find this lesson useful.
So today we're talking about l'hôtel.
L'hôtel?
That's the hotel, of course. Indeed, hotel is an English word that comes from a French root. Hôtel.
Hôtel.
If you arrive at a hotel in a French-speaking part of the world, the first word that you're likely to need is the word for a reservation. And the good news here is that that's another word that has similar roots to the French version of that word. In French, a reservation is une réservation.
Une réservation.
And it looks exactly like the English word reservation with the exception of the E acute at the beginning. Réservation.
Réservation.
But it's a good example of a word that you must pronounce in French, even though it looks like English. To say, I have a reservation, we're going to need the word for I have. And you probably remember that back from when we were talking about families. Can you remember how to say I have a brother?
J'ai un frère.
J'ai un frère. So I have a reservation.
J'ai une réservation.
Almost right. Not un réservation, but
une réservation.
C'est ça. Indeed, most of the words that end in T-I-O-N, or the word, the sound sion in French, are feminine. So it's une réservation, une nation, une station, une célébration. All these words are feminine. So it's j'ai une réservation.
J'ai une réservation.
Now, you may be travelling with more than one person, so you might have to say we have a reservation. And that is nous avons une réservation.
Nous avons une réservation.
Okay. Now, if I say j'ai une réservation, it means I have a reservation. How would you ask someone, do you have a reservation? And remember here, we're talking in a formal sense because someone in a hotel is very unlikely to address you in any other way other than formally. So, do you have a reservation?
Est-ce que vous avez une réservation?
Très bien. You could have, est-ce que vous avez une réservation? You could say, vous avez une réservation? Raising your voice at the end, just using the statement form, vous avez une réservation? Or indeed, turn it round and use the inverted form of the question, avez-vous une réservation?
Avez-vous une réservation?
So, that's using the vous form. Let's imagine a situation, maybe not talking about a reservation, but can you remember how to say do you have in the informal version?
Est-ce que tu as?
Est-ce que tu as? Okay, so est-ce que tu as une réservation? Again, it's not really the situation here, but it's good to practice the tu as. Tu as.
Tu as.
Or est-ce que tu as?
Est-ce que tu as?
Do you have? Or as-tu?
As-tu?
So that's the inversion form again. Let's think back to do you have a brother? Est-ce que tu as un frère?
Est-ce que tu as un frère?
Tu as un frère?
Tu as un frère?
As-tu un frère?
As-tu un frère?
So that's practice of tu as or as-tu. So let's go through this. J'ai.
J'ai.
That means?
I have.
Tu as.
Tu as.
And that means?
You have.
And that's the informal form. He has is il a.
Il a.
Il a.
Il a.
And she has is elle a.
Elle a.
Elle a.
Elle a.
So she has a brother, elle a un frère.
Elle a un frère.
He has a reservation. Il a une réservation.
Il a une réservation.
We have, nous avons.
Nous avons.
You have, looking at the polite form, or indeed the plural form, vous avez.
Vous avez.
And then they have is ils ont.
Ils ont.
Ils ont.
Ils ont.
And that's spelled O-N-T. Ont.
Ont.
Ils ont.
Ils ont.
And make sure that you sort of make that an on sound as opposed to an en sound. On.
On.
That's it. Ils ont.
Ils ont.
Okay. What we've just done there is conjugated a whole verb. And that's something that we're going to be coming back to in later lessons. But it's useful to learn all the different parts of a verb because it lets you really say the verb as a pattern. J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a.
J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a.
Nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. And elles ont is they have when you're talking about just females. Elles ont.
Elles ont.
Okay, so that's the whole conjugation of the verb to have, avoir. Don't worry too much about this. It's suddenly gone very grammatical, but I just wanted to introduce that while we were talking about the different parts, in particular with une réservation. So going back to I have a reservation, that would be...
J'ai une réservation.
And we have a reservation.
Nous avons une réservation.
And finally, the question, do you have a reservation? Polite.
Est-ce que vous avez une réservation?
Très bien. Okay, let's turn it around. I don't have a reservation.
Je n'ai pas une réservation.
Almost right, almost right. It's je n'ai pas, I don't have. But this time, you've got to say de réservation. Je n'ai pas de réservation.
Je n'ai pas de réservation.
And that's the word de. Sometimes it means of, but in this case, it's just something that you've got to put in there. Je n'ai pas de réservation. When you're talking about a negative, je n'ai pas de réservation. Je n'ai pas de frère. Je n'ai pas de viande. I don't have any meat. It's that same de when we talked about je ne mange pas de viande. Okay, we didn't say je ne mange pas la viande. We said je ne mange pas de viande. So, je n'ai pas de réservation.
Je n'ai pas de réservation.
And just finally, how would we say we don't have a reservation?
Nous n'avons pas de réservation.
Très bien. Nous n'avons pas. The ne pas goes around the verb. In this case, it's avons. Nous n'avons pas de réservation.
Nous n'avons pas de réservation.
Okay. One way or the other, it's likely that the person in the hotel reception will ask you for your name. And we've already learned how to say, what is your name? It's literally, how do you call yourself? And what's the way we've learned so far?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Okay, that's comment t'appelles-tu in the tu form. What is your name? So it's an informal way of asking the question. The formal way is, comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Okay. And to answer the question, you can say, my name is, or I'm called.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. Or you could say, mon nom est, and then give your name, my name is. And that's a literal translation of my name is. But you're more likely in that situation to give your second name, your surname. Mon nom est Smith. My second name is Smith. Okay, so mon nom est Smith.
Mon nom est Smith.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, what you're looking for in the hotel is une chambre.
Une chambre.
Une chambre is a bedroom. Une chambre.
Une chambre.
So, how would you say I would like a bedroom?
Je voudrais une chambre.
Très bien, je voudrais. And we're going to learn the different types of rooms that we might need. So, for example, it may be une chambre pour une personne.
Une chambre pour une personne.
So, what would that be?
A bedroom for one person.
Yeah, a single room. That's the way you say it in French, une chambre pour une personne.
Une chambre pour une personne.
And if you're wanting a room for two people, you would say une chambre pour deux personnes.
Une chambre pour deux personnes.
Now, you may want to specify, if you're asking for a room for two, whether it's a double room or a twin room. And in French, you call a spade here. You say une chambre pour deux personnes à un lit. Or, à deux lits. Now, we recognise the numbers in there, un and deux, and the word lit means bed. So, it's a room for two people with one bed or two beds. Okay? So, une chambre pour deux personnes à un lit.
Une chambre pour deux personnes à un lit.
Or, une chambre pour deux personnes à deux lits.
Une chambre pour deux personnes à deux lits.
Okay, you can equally talk about un grand lit.
Un grand lit.
And that's literally a big bed. Un grand lit.
Un grand lit.
Your next question, especially if you're still at the reservation stage, might be pour combien de nuits?
Pour combien de nuits?
Anna, can you work out what that means?
For how many nights?
Exactly, for how many nights. So in response to that, you could say for one night.
Pour un nuit.
Are you sure it's un nuit?
Une nuit.
That's it, it's pour une nuit. Pour une nuit.
Pour une nuit.
Or for two nights, pour deux nuits.
Pour deux nuits.
For a week, pour une semaine.
Pour une semaine.
Pour une semaine, or indeed for 2 weeks, pour deux semaines.
Pour deux semaines.
Another very important question is to ask exactly what is included. Est-ce que le petit déjeuner est compris?
Est-ce que le petit déjeuner est compris?
So literally that means, is the breakfast included? Est-ce que le petit déjeuner est compris?
Est-ce que le petit déjeuner est compris?
And you may also want to ask, how much is it per night? C'est combien par nuit?
C'est combien par nuit?
C'est combien par nuit?
C'est combien par nuit?
Okay, and when you're filling in the registration form and so on, you are likely to be asked for a credit card. Avez-vous une carte crédit?
Avez-vous une carte crédit?
Avez-vous une carte crédit?
Avez-vous une carte de crédit?
Okay, all this language is going to be put to good use in this week's bonus episode, in which Anna and I will be doing a conversation, a dialogue about booking into a hotel. Find out more on our website at coffeebreakfrench.com. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.